Good morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I worship with the Christians at Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for joining me this morning. We've been looking this week at the fruit of the Spirit. Our text for the week comes from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." On Monday, we looked at first love, kindness, and goodness. We talked about the remarkable example of Tabitha in Acts 9, who was described as being full of good works and charitable deeds. Then yesterday, we talked about joy and peace. And we discussed how we can have joy and peace in our lives, then looked at the remarkable life of the Apostle Paul, who was able to have both joy and peace despite undergoing some pretty difficult circumstances. Now today, I want to continue by looking at faithfulness and patience. Let's begin by defining our words. Faithfulness is defined as steadfast in affection or allegiance. Also, firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty. Patience is defined as being able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. So combining the two ideas, we are given the picture of a person who consistently does what they are commanded by God, despite hardships and trials and other things. We are called to be faithful to God with patience. Now, we can do this with confidence because, unlike men, God is perfectly faithful toward us. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, the Hebrew writer says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." This idea of holding fast is really what we're talking about today. We can hold fast without wavering because of God's faithfulness toward us. Now, each day we've been looking at a person in the Bible who shows us what each of these fruits of the Spirit looks like. Today, rather than look at one person, I want to look at a group of people who are specifically commended for their faithfulness and patience. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 11, sometimes referred to as the Hall of Faith. Starting in verse 4, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." So all of these are people that in their own way showed faithfulness by their actions. The last few verses are really key. These people did what they did because they trusted in God and his promises. So now, again, what about us? Do I show faithfulness and patience in my own life? Am I following God's word despite the daily trials that may come my way? Some of these people in Hebrews 11 gave up everything they had to follow God. So what am I willing to give up? As we start our day today, let's determine to faithfully follow God, knowing that he is faithful towards us. Tomorrow, we will look at the characteristics of gentleness and self-control, and we'll look at a pretty remarkable story in the Bible of somebody who really possessed these. I hope that you'll join me for that if you have the chance. I also want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for tuning in this morning and listening.